Finally, the Jaguars can move forward. Back in the practice field Wednesday, starting on-field work for the home opener. The Indianapolis Colts come to Jacksonville this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work in the Florida Blue practice fields for just over 2 hours on Wednesday. Big news announced by the team around 9:15 this morning. Sam Young will start Sunday's game at right tackle, and rookie Luke Bowenko will start at center for the Jags. And the team also confirmed that Chad Henne remains the starting quarterback. But the prevailing question is, for how long?
The win's the most important. If you start winning, you know, you stay in. If, you know, you keep losing and, you know, the offense isn't going where it's supposed to be going, I understand there's going to be a switch being made. And I'm full aware of that. And, you know, my job is just to get everybody on the same page and try to exploit this offense and, you know, make some plays out there and score some points.
Other notes from Wednesday's practice. Safety Jonathan Cyprian was cleared to practice following his concussion suffered in week one. Wide receiver Cecil Shorts III practiced Wednesday. That's good news for a young wide receiver group. With tight end Mercedes Lewis sidelined 6 to 8 weeks, the Jags look toward Mickey Schuler and Marcel Jensen at that position. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, of course, the biggest news today, John, was the announcement of Chad Henne that he's still the starting quarterback. Was that a little bit of a surprise to you or not?
Well, I don't think so, but I think clearly as the days and weeks go on, it's clear that it's getting closer, and it's clear this week that they thought about it. Jed Fish today said it really wasn't a matter of not wanting to put Blake Bortles in a bad situation with so many rookie starters, but I think that is a big part of it. I think once you see some of these rookies get their feet under them, once you see them really sort of know what's going on out there, it would surprise me if you don't see Blake Bortles come along into the starting lineup soon after that happens.
In a game like the game in Washington, when the offensive line gives up 10 sacks and the team rushes for 25 yards, you expect some changes, and there certainly were some starting today with the announcement of Young at right tackle and Bowenko at center.
Well, and another line from Jed's media availability said he doesn't expect to see that 10-sack thing happen again.
Okay.
Well, you hope not, right?
No,
I mean,
not
at all. Can't have that. And, yes, you expected a shakeup. And I talked to some of the players about accountability and does cutting – Cam Bradfield yesterday play into what Gus Bradley said about accountability. Some of them said, yeah, but there's clearly an idea in that locker room today, an urgency that they know this is professional football. They knew it already, but sometimes you need something like Cam Bradfield to sort of spur that on again.
Defensively, the Jaguars have Jonathan Cyprian back on the practice field this week following a concussion in week one. He's not a cure-all on defense, but he might cure a lot on the back end, right?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see on Sunday how much of some of the communication issues that have been going on can be solved by Sip getting back. He is an elite player, an elite talent, and he knows what he's doing out there. There's a lot of communication in the back seven, especially in those back four or five in passing situations. They need him to sort of get back to being that guy who's controlling things back there. I expect the back seven to play better.
Well done. Big news day today, John.
Very busy, very busy.
Trying to move forward. Of course, it's been a tumultuous week around the National Football League. Senior correspondent Brian Sexton says we can all learn something from the mistakes of others.
The National Football League has been a part of my life for more than 40 years, and I've been a part of the NFL now for more than 20. There have been moments through the years where I've shook my head and questioned actions and reactions, but nothing like the last week. Ray Rice. Well, there's not a whole lot I can add. My dad taught me to respect the women in my life, and there's never a reason for a man to hit his wife. I'm teaching that to my sons. Adrian Peterson? Well, who among us with kids hasn't had to teach them a difficult lesson? I learned a concept years ago during one of Tony Dungy's All-Pro Dad presentations about disciplining children with a gentle heart. I'm sure glad I heard Coach Dungy that day. It's one of my guiding principles. I guess that's the point of this. I'm not perfect, and I'm not trying to present myself as any sort of role model. Neither are you. And as we've learned, neither are professional athletes. Something good can come from this tumultuous week in pro football. We, you and I, can learn from someone else's mistakes and then use the opportunity to guide our sons and daughters. The NFL and the Players Association will take greater steps to help the players. It won't solve every issue, but it will undoubtedly solve some. The NFL has a responsibility to society with so much influence and reach. I hope that you and I can do the same for friends and family who might also need it. That's the only way we can really enact meaningful change. We all take action to help.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Indianapolis Colts on Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.